What did I think would finally make me feel like I was enough? And what actually changed that? Welcome to Drop the Mask podcast. And yeah, today I want to talk a little bit about how to feel like enough and in what ways to feel like enough. And I'm thinking back in my own life, in my 20s specifically, that a lot of the actions I took came from not feeling like I'm enough. It was probably also due to school, due to society, where it was told, oh, you have to be like XYZ. You have to achieve this thing. You have to, the typical big three, I guess, is house, wife or family, and some kind of status. I was working very much because I quit school early on. And then in my 20s, I was just catching up. I did an apprenticeship. I did my studies. And looking back afterwards, especially after my studies, I didn't want to work somewhere because, like, just as an employee, but I wanted to do my own thing because I felt like I'm just an average person when I'm an employee. I can't be an average person. I have to be someone special. And that points very strongly now looking back towards a feeling of, oh, you're not enough. But I didn't see it at that time. It was just like a feeling of, oh, there should be more. And it manifested in different ways. When I was living in Berlin a few years back with a friend of mine, and we were working on each of our businesses, I was starting a podcast production business. And I was always feeling, oh yeah, I'm not there yet. I wanted to scale to like 10K a month at first. It was the first big goal. And it didn't matter all the little successes in the meantime didn't matter because I didn't celebrate them because I wasn't there yet. I wasn't at the 10K. But then looking back and knowing, like, from reading books and listening to podcasts from people who are further telling me, oh, wait, as soon as you reach the goal, then the goal line moves. It's never going to be enough, right? It's an overall mindset. And that made me think and observe a little bit more of my feelings towards when do I feel satisfied? When do I feel enough? What is my notion of my brain of how to think about these things? And when we think about the process of a big goal, just even like, for example, going to the gym, it's a year-long transition or transformation if you really commit and want to look super ripped. It's a very big project. It's building a business is a very big project. And all these kind of projects, we, on social media, we find the dopamine of, oh, this is the before, this is the after. And then it's like, oh my God, this is so great. Like, I want to have that too. The truth is, in reality, that never happens. It's always a lot of tiny little improvements and steps every day, which then lead to the big transformation when we zoom out over the course of several months or even years. So when we never, in reality, never experience or are able to experience the direct before and after transformation, because we're not, it's not like, I'm thinking about Pokemon right now. I don't know. It's like, you know, you reach level 16 and then your Pokemon evolves into second evolution. It indicates that there's not the slow growth, right? Not like we humans, we don't grow like, boom, we evolve two times. Like we're a child, then we're like a baby, then we're a child, then we're a grown up. We don't evolve like two times, just A, B, but it's like a gradual transformation every day. And you see it with your siblings or with some friends, right? When they're growing up, you haven't seen them for a while. Yes, yeah, then you see the difference. But if you see them every day, then you don't notice the growth, the little bit of growth every day. And this is literally then the only way to, you know, to feel good enough is being okay and celebrating these little steps in between. I'm feeling like, okay, what am I grateful for today? What little thing did I do today where I showed up for myself, which went into the right direction? And just noticing and building the awareness in our own brains where is my mind always telling me as soon as I achieved something, it's not good enough. Is that my tendency? Last year, I created a daily recap for me to, you know, go through some questions, to reflect a little bit on the day, and then close my laptop and finish work. There's always one of these questions which always helped me so much. And it is, if today would be the day of a friend, like a friend of you would have lived the day you live today. It's a little bit complicated. What would you say to them? And it helps me so much to zoom out and be like, man, you did this, you did that, you did that. That's so cool. Like you did all these small steps towards what you want to be. If you do this every day for the next 3 to 6 months, you're going to be so far. It's amazing. But when I don't ask myself that question, my initial response is always, ah, damn it. Like there's, like I'm just focusing on this still hasn't been done. This still hasn't been done. There's still that to do. Like, oh my God, like I wanted to do so much more today. And it's amazing how the practice of thinking about your day as a friend's day helps me so much to give myself a little bit more self-love and grace on the days I'm living. And it actually helps a lot. I would encourage you to try that, to ask yourself at the end of the day, if that day, if your best friend would have lived your day and he would have the goals you have in life, would that be a successful day? And it's so much easier to answer for someone else. But then we can bring it back to ourselves and say, oh my God, okay, maybe that was enough today. And I think the notion of feeling enough really comes down to celebrating these little wins in between. And also ultimately, when we think about limiting beliefs or beliefs we have about ourselves, right? The belief of I'm not good enough, I'm not enough. The initial response, like I did in my 20s, is to throw a lot of external outcome into the black hole of I'm not good enough and hope that the hole is filled. But it is a bottomless hole. And we just keep throwing things inside and eventually figure out, man, it's never enough. Like, when is it enough? Damn it. Maybe I have to plug the hole or I don't know. You know, just to start thinking of, okay, what is the root cause? How can I feel enough when throwing external things is not the strategy to do it? And the only strategy I found is to change the belief about yourself. And it's one practice is the one I just said, giving, like reflecting what you're grateful for or the little steps you did towards your big journey, towards your big transformation. And then another one is to be surrounded by people and ask them do they think about you in their life? And why are they hanging out with you? What makes you special in their lives? What kind of feelings do you give them? And that really helps also sometimes it helps to shift the focus back to you. Oftentimes we only focus on what's not working and what we are not good enough, especially when we have this as a core belief, and just having other people telling us all these things where we contribute to their lives already. And we have that reminder, we're writing a love letter to ourselves and we remind ourselves in these ways where we are already enough. It's just about shifting perspective of, like, the reality didn't change, right? It's just a perspective shift. And when we do that often and consistently enough, we build new evidence that the belief of we're not good enough might not be true, but actually maybe eventually, maybe we are good enough or at least closer to good enough. And with that comes all kinds of healthy change, that we're not self-abandoning so much anymore. We're respecting our own boundaries. It's more self-love, more self-respect, and more showing up for ourselves in general. And then because we're showing up for ourselves, also showing up for the people around us. I would be interested in what you think about it. Let me know in the comments or write me a DM. And thank you so much. Until next time.